This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for listening to us today. We appreciate it. We always say we have the best listeners.
We do.
Every time we meet you out anywhere, I'm always like very impressed. By just the sheer caliber of people. You guys are amazing. Hey, guys, this part of the show is brought to you by Panera Bread. Okay, here are the charts for this week. On Fridays, we get the new music, all the new albums come out, and then a week and a half later on the Monday, we find out how everything did.
How'd everything do?
Well, a lot of things beat Taylor Swift, which is... it's news. She was there for, I think, 3 weeks straight, maybe 4 weeks straight. Coming in at number 10, Garth Brooks is on there. The Anthology Part 1, the first 5 years, 40,000 copies of that.
This is actually him. I found it.
Well, I've got friends in low places. Be okay.
This is the best part right here.
What?
To the Oasis.
Oh. You love that part.
Yeah.
Debuting in ninth place is the new Miguel record.
Does that bring back good memories of you going out and raging
I think that song came out when I went to Mazatlan when I was in high school.
Oh. And was there a place called the Oasis there?
Well, I just remember I didn't know the song until I got down there. And it played, you know how much Despacito played over the summer? So that's how much this song
was
that played song back
so
there.
So was Mazatlan your summer trip?
Yeah.
I also did a summer trip to Mazatlan. Oh, Where did you stay?
Oh, I
the
can't.
The El Cid?
I can't. You have that good of a memory, huh?
Of course. And I was wasted the whole time. How do you not?
The only thing I really remember is Senior Frogs.
Oh. Sure, Senior Frogs. That's what about the Shrimp Bucket? You remember that?
Shrimp Bucket. I remember everywhere we went, there were chiclets being sold to us everywhere.
Chiclets.
And you were constantly getting like coupons to go to this taco stand or this burrito stand. Did you get those coupons everywhere you walked?
Did you hit the bars or not?
I did hit the bars. Of course I hit the bars.
You hit them, you just didn't drink there. You don't drink. I mean, you do a little bit more now.
Then you didn't drink?
No,
you
were absolutely not.
High school, no way.
Free.
When is the first time you ever got drunk? Like, how old were you?
So I went, when I was in junior college, you know, I went to four junior colleges. Yeah. I like to brag about that, by the way.
We're still in Mazatlan. Why are we now in junior college?
Because she's asking me the first time I got drunk.
You didn't get drunk in Mazatlan?
No, absolutely not.
Did
you hook
any
up
drinks?
With anybody in
no.
Mazatlan?
No. Did you?
Of course.
Oh,
duh.
That seems dangerous.
Oh, they're not on my list. That's weird.
Yeah, they're not on your list.
You know, never mind.
What's up with that? Anyway.
When's the first time you got drunk? In junior college?
In junior college, I was going to college.
And was it by mistake? Did you accidentally have too many drinks?
I was at College of San Mateo, and a group of people said, let's go up to Chico for Halloween.
Chico!
So we jumped in a car, drove up to Chico, and then someone's like, we should buy Mad Dog. And I'm like, what's that? All of a sudden, I must have taken four shots of this, and I was beyond wasted. I think I was 20, maybe. I'll say I was 21. I was 21.
And so you barfed.
I was out of it.
Have you ever thrown up from drinking?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Maybe like seven times in my life.
So you're a grown up.
Am I?
Aren't you? Anyway.
Did you hook up that night or not?
I was very flirty, but I don't remember.
Wow. Were you?
I get flirty when I get all buzzed.
All right.
I guess that's all we're getting.
Number nine, you were saying?
Number nine is new. It's a Miguel record called War and Leisure. About 40,000 copies of this. Michael Bublé's Christmas album is back in the top 10. Christmas is what it's called. Super creative title. 42,000 copies. A lot like Christmas. Michael Bublé. Sam Smith, The Thrill of It All, is in seventh place with 47,000 copies. Oh, is this yours?
Don't you love this?
Yeah.
Do you love this?
Sure. Okay. Oh. Demi Lovato is number six, Tell Me You Love Me, 63,000 copies of this. Pentatonix is also in the top 10. Pentatonix Christmas came in at number five, 66,000 copies. It's that that time of year, so people are streaming the hell out of this, and streams count toward sales now. Ed Sheeran, right back up in the top 10. He's number four, 68,000 copies of Divide.
Okay.
Vinny, you got to watch him.
Everyone.
Hallelujah.
Where are you pointing to?
You were.
To God.
The heavens.
Shape of my mom.
When I fell down, you'd be there.
Holding me up.
Go, Hooman.
God takes you back. I'll sing hallelujah. I'm home.
That's number four this week. Taylor Swift's reputation has fallen to third place. 112,000 copies.
Remember this song?
Sure.
This is about Kanye, everyone. Here it comes.
Bear.
Okay, so she's fallen to number three. Still selling over 100,000 copies.
Is she at a million yet?
Oh,
yeah. Well, she sold a million the first week.
Oh.
Yeah, she won, I think, 1.2 million. Debuting in second place is Songs from A Room, From A Room, Volume 2, Chris Stapleton. He sold 125,000 copies of this.
Wow. So this is Millionaire.
He does have a great voice. I saw him on, I want to say it was Jimmy Kimmel's show. He was, his son had heart surgery last week, so he had guest hosts all week, and it was... Jimmy Kimmel's son did. So the guest host was, who's the guy in Logan Lucky? Channing Tatum. He was the guest host. So Chris Stapleton comes on, and they spin the wheel of duets, and they sang a duet together. It was the song from Dirty Dancing, where there's the lift at the end.
Oh.
And so he was trying to lift Chris Stapleton.
I've had...
That's the one.
The time of
That's
my
the one.
Life.
Could he get him
that?
Over his head?
No, though they kept trying.
Never felt
kept stumbling back.
Could get hurt.
But Chris Stapleton was actually, I was like, oh, look at him looking up, not at his shoes.
This is Untangled Mind. I had two songs ready just
right.
in case.
Chris Stapleton debuts in second place, 125,000 copies. And brand new at number one, 186,000 copies of U2, Songs of Experience.
Oh, wow.
This is the best thing about me.
So there you go. Those are the big sellers this week. SNL over the weekend, James Franco was the host. About the first half of the show, I did not yet watch this show. I will admit that I have not seen Saturday Night Live. But I was reading, you know, I see a roundup every week of all the stuff that was on there. The theme seems to be sexual harassment.
Well, it does seem to be the theme in the news as well.
And Al Franken was an SNL cast member for a long time. Of all the things I read through, this one I thought sounded like something we could give a quick listen to. This is Michael Che on Weekend Update. And they actually call it the bit of the week here. So here we go. There you go. That's a Weekend Update. Michael Che.
Sarah, let me tell you, we have our winners so people know. Andrew from Napo.
He's won the $500 Westfield San Francisco Center gift card for the shopping spree, the 12 days of holiday. Rage on. And we'll have another one of those tomorrow.
Rage on.
That's right, Vinny.
All right.
Can't stop the holiday. Neil Shonshon. He has just released a solo EP that includes covers of two Journey songs.
I saw this.
So we're going to hear some of this. There was a little feud going on, apparently over politics and some differing opinions in the band. And now he's just decided, I'm just going to do my own four-song EP. Because I don't know that the band has broken up. They're not saying that.
Well, we never... So they erupted in a little online argument. Mm-hmm. I think it was on Twitter. And then everything from that camp has gone silent.
Yep.
And then he puts this thing out by himself. Mm-hmm. It does make one wonder.
It does, Vinny. The four-song EP is called Ave Maria. It features that song, an Elvis Presley song, Can't Help Falling in Love, and new versions of Open Arms and Faithfully. Now, my question to you, Hooman, because you're the only one who's heard this so far. Who is singing these?
He sings.
So he's singing these.
I don't know if he's singing, but he sings.
So I didn't listen all the way through.
Well, that's okay. We'll be able to tell, probably.
So, all right. So, you want to start with Ave Maria?
Sure.
All right. And if you want me to skip ahead, I'm just playing this off of, you know.
Yes.
The machine. Oh, whoops. Let me go to the top. Sorry about that.
Boy, Ave Maria sounds rocking. Oh, it's an instrumental.
I think so. I think they're...
Oh, so he's just going to play the...
The whole, yeah, the vocal part on his guitar.
On the guitar. He's an amazing guitarist. It's already beautiful. I don't love the guitar sound, but why don't you sing it, Hooman? Surely you know all the
words. I only
know
the beginning. We'd have to rewind it.
All right, rewind it. Let's hear that.
Yeah, I'd love to. No? Vinny just asked you to rewind
it. Yeah, I mean, why not?
All right.
I mean, you got the control right there.
I do, yes. Yeah. Right.
All right, let's hear the Journey. Let's do the Elvis one. Can't Help Falling in Love.
That's the one I don't have.
Oh, I thought you said you had...
I have 1, 2, and 4. I have Open Arms of Faithfully. I told you that this morning.
I thought you said you only had one of the Journeys.
Play the one you don't have.
Yeah.
Play the one you don't have.
I told her this morning. Everyone.
I thought he said 1, 3, and 4.
Nailed it. Great job.
All right.
Welcome to my world.
Which one do you want to hear? Open Arms or Faithfully?
Whichever one you want. Whichever one you have ready.
Do you know which one this is?
Not yet.
Okay.
Me neither.
Do you know yet?
No.
Nope.
So he just put out a little thing where he's noodling around on the guitar. No singer.
As far as I can tell, no one's singing, yeah. You know what this is?
No.
It's a music bed. It's Open Arms.
Oh.
They haven't got to the part where the verse starts. I guess he does these little intros first. I feel like he's going to get into the verse now.
Let's hope so, huh? 50 seconds into it.
Maybe fast forward it a little? Oh, no. This is... Here we go. So that intro had nothing to do with the song.
I still liked it.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Yeah.
This would be a great karaoke backing track, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Our love be so blind.
What do you think, Van?
We sail
together.
Screwed up.
Drifted apart.
All right. Give me the other one, but skip,
love it.
Skip the...
You love it?
I do. It's like it's playing the strings of my heart.
So, you know, this song, I want to say I was in seventh or eighth grade when I don't know what year this was the number one hit. But Laurie Smullen, some girl that I went to school with at the talent show, pulls one of my buddies up onto the stage, her boyfriend at the time.
Oh.
And he's like, okay, gets up there, and she sings Open Arms to him in front of the whole room.
Is he, like, sitting on a chair?
And he's sitting on a chair, God. And she sings to him. That's the visual I have attached to that song forever.
That's so embarrassing.
So was he just a random dude?
No,
or was,
it was
she, she wanted him to be the guy that she sang to?
They were boyfriend and girlfriend, but we were kids, mm-hmm. A, and that song's pretty deep. B, it was at the talent show in front of everybody, and he didn't know she was going to pull him up there. So he ends up on this stool.
And this girl is singing to him.
Open Arms to him.
Oh. Did she sound good at least?
I don't remember it sounding good at all.
He'd
but...
be like whispering, I'm breaking up with you.
This yeah.
is, as he exits the stage.
Well, that's it, too.
Don't contact me.
Meet me at your locker after this.
I'm giving back all your stuff.
It's Dumpsville for you.
All right. Well, there you go. Neil Schoenschein, 2 Journey covers, Ave Maria and Can't Help Falling in Love. And no singer. The trailer for Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One. There's a second trailer out now. It looks absolutely incredible. We put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Were you able to find anything specific?
Well, I was just going to play it.
Yeah,
I mean,
play it from the beginning. We'll just stop it after. And they're showing scenes of how depressing it is in 2045. The Oasis is the online world that they all live in. So people are going crazy over this trailer, talking about all these little Easter eggs that are in there, all these little 80s references, and there's these whole threads and sort of answer. I don't know what you'd call it. Like if you, it's like a video response to it where they pick out each
call
individual.
Response.
Like a little individual bits from this trailer. It's already been picked apart and made into other videos.
Okay.
Do you guys think this kid, when you look at him, is the right choice to be the lead? Is this who you imagined?
He actually seems a little bit too old.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. Because the kid is supposed to be... Well, and actually, the story takes place over several years. But it does seem like he seems a little old for it. Anyway, the new trailer, we have it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It looks fantastic.
Here's that is a movie I will absolutely see the first weekend.
Oh, you will?
Oh, yeah. Well, that book is amazing. I highly recommend the book. You can see just from the trailer the ways that they've had to cut the story down because, look, you can't fit an epic book into 2 hours. But if anyone can do it, it's Steven Spielberg. I have faith.
Put it in perspective. I heard Star Wars is coming out soon. And
this Friday, everyone.
I probably won't see that the first weekend, but I will rush out to see Ready Player One. And I grew up on Star Wars. I was there in line for all those.
I actually would love to see this movie with you. Maybe we can find a midday screening.
I'm in.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Watch it together because we both love the book so much.
I'll use that and I'll call Warner Brothers. We'll see if they'll do something for us.
Oh my God, that would be so.
When is it out? March?
March.
Next year?
Yeah.
Vinny's hand is up.
Yes.
Can you throw yourself a birthday party and
yes!
have them screen
like
that for you?
A special little place where we could all be together.
Like they did for Three Billboards.
Yeah. Can you do that?
Yeah, I mean, we have a really good relationship with Warner Brothers. It's Danielle.
Maybe we can bring
awesome
listeners, too.
Well, I don't know. That's not what we're doing.
Don't overdo it.
What? Just happened.
They'd have to answer like a trivia. We'd make sure that they're fans of Ready Player One, you know?
We'll see. Well, I'll talk to you.
Anyway, that's...
Too.
I'm out of damn time.
It's really too bad.
All right, that's going to do it. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Speeding.
Oh.
Booze.
Ooh.
Debt.
Oh.
Takeout food and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hope you're having a great Monday. This part of the show is brought to you by Heal.com. Best ever holiday dinner party week. We have Whole Foods ham dinners for 8, and we have them throughout the day. 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. So 9 o'clock is your first chance to win. Make sure you're here just a couple minutes from now. We'll give one of those away.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Clubs. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. You okay?
Yep, fine. Okay. Sorry. Just working on the vlog over here.
Just over the top of my page, I see her shaking her head no at.
I'm like, what was that?
No to the Bay Club.
Oh, sorry, very sorry. Right. I love the Bay Club. Yes to the Bay Club,
yes.
Always.
Yes.
Yes to happy. Yes to the Bay Club.
All right, everyone, here's what's happening. We'll begin with today is a historic day as Viagra goes generic. Mm. So those of you who need the ED vitamin now can get it at a much discounted cost.
Today's the day, huh?
Today's the day.
What took them so long?
Because the patent, Pfizer gets to keep it for however long, right?
And make mountains of money on it before others can jump into the game.
Oh.
Pfizer actually is releasing their, what do they call that?
The formula?
No. When you buy a med that's generic,
yes.
Is that the right term? So they're releasing their generic version of Viagra
which
today
as well.
Which
is basically Viagra.
Right. Yes.
Which all the generics are. Right? Because don't they figure out the formula?
Right.
Some kind of chemical analysis.
Exactly right. Mm.
So they'll continue to make money off
of
it. It's fantastic.
I mean, they came up with it,
sure.
Right?
Sure. They paid for the R&D.
Former President Barack Obama and former Vice President Joe Biden have recorded calls urging turnout in Alabama's heated race for the U.S. Senate. If you're like me, you probably have said to yourself at this point, when is that vote already?
No
my
kidding.
God! Jeez!
I thought November was the month we always voted in.
The vote is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay.
The vote is tomorrow, everyone. It's a special election in Alabama for the United States Senate. It's scheduled for tomorrow to fill a vacancy in the Senate arising from the resignation on February 8th of Jeff Sessions to serve as U.S. Attorney General. So that's what's going down tomorrow.
And a pedophile's going to win.
In Alabama.
That's what the polls are saying.
Yep. And they also say that nobody like has it in their head this time of year to like go and vote. Although you'd think with all the, maybe the national news isn't making it there. I don't know. You'd think they'd be well aware. that they're about to elect a pedophile.
There's a poll that came out. First of all, no one can trust polls anymore after Hillary lost. No one.
Agreed.
Okay, so I don't even know why we're reporting this, but right now, at this moment, Jones is ahead by 10%. Don't believe it. It's probably
really
entirely inaccurate. Yeah.
Oh. That's interesting. He's the non-pedophile, right?
Yeah, Doug Jones right. is the all Democrat, right. the one we don't ever hear anything about, ever.
Well, Trump said he was soft on crime, and then people said, wait, but he was the one who, I think he, like, he's a lawyer who put the KKK down there.
Oh. Doug Jones is.
Apparently.
All right.
You're right. We don't hear much about that. That's all I know about that dude.
No one knows anything
all.
About
No
this
one
guy.
Knows. All I know is, far as I know, he never molested a 14-year-old.
An 18-year-old guy named Reuben Hughes from Clearwater, Florida, got a message from his girlfriend on Saturday night. She said, come over.
Oh.
Or as the police report put it, Reuben was trying to meet his girlfriend for relations.
Oh. So he told him, I was here to have sex.
She didn't have to ask him twice. He hopped in his Honda Accord and started speeding to her house.
Mm-hmm.
He was so focused on the mission that he didn't notice the cop behind him who was trying to pull him over. As oh. Reuben was speeding towards his girlfriend, he inadvertently started a high-speed chase.
And didn't realize he was doing it.
Some other cops joined in, and Reuben finally noticed him and pulled over. Even when he told them why he was speeding, they didn't let him off the hook.
Oh.
He was arrested for felony fleeing and eluding and spent 16 hours in jail. And did not complete his mission.
Oh, all he had to do was drive a little bit slower. Speed kills your dreams.
Sometimes you just don't understand how much we love you, though.
No, I do understand it. I totally get it. I'm just asking you to, you know, just if I'd like you to do me. I would just like you to get here and not be pulled over by the police on the way.
Right, Vinny?
You just don't understand.
We've heard that story before.
Well, I have a similar story mm-hmm. that I won't get into right yep. now, but it's didn't end well for me. Mm-hmm. I also did not complete my mission that evening.
What happened?
The cops got him.
Yeah. Well, now that the story's already been half told, the point was I went out with my girlfriend, but we had a designated driver, and we were dropped off at our separate locations. And there I was making food in my apartment, happily, all, you know, half in the bag, when I got a call that said, come over. And of course, I was half in the bag. I'm not making good decisions. I jumped in my car and drove over there and got a DUI on the way.
How far was her house from your house?
Like, from the border of Burlingame to the border of Millbrae.
Oh, that's so short.
It's like yep. 2 miles.
Why don't you take the back roads?
El Camino Real. I was on.
Straight shot.
But I was the only guy on the road. I was.
He was. Where,
I wasn't doing that. I was speeding.
Oh, you dummy.
I wasn't swerving. I was speeding.
So you could have just. Slowed down.
And when I got pulled over, I was like, I said the same, it was the same story. I'm like, bro, I'm right. Look at me. I'm in pajamas. He's like, get out of the car. I'm like,
I actually have a tent.
Like, no, get out of the car. So the pajama thing didn't work on either side of that. The I'm going to get nook didn't work. And the whole I'm in pajamas, don't make me get out. Anyway. That's how
giving you a sobriety test right there on the side of the road and everything?
No, you didn't really have to. I was like, yeah, you.
You got me.
Then what happened?
Then I.
You lose your car?
No. Actually, the story goes like this.
The story gets better.
So
actually.
Then I called her and said, listen, I'm in trouble and you need to come get me. And she's like, okay, I'm on my way. And I, right before she hung up, I'm like, wait, take a taxi.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, right.
Because I'm wasted too.
Right. And took a taxi to come get. By the way, as I tell this story, this was 20 years ago, and I've been
and
sober
not funny.
For 14, 13. I have to
Quite
figure
a
it
long
out.
Time. Long time.
13 years. So that's
I don't know
not.
Why we're clapping, but all right.
Hey,
yeah, because
sober.
He's sober. He got his life back together.
Yeah.
He got drunk and fell off the show.
Well. The average American spends $70,000 on takeout during their life.
$70,000.
Is it wrong?
No.
Gotta eat.
It's gonna get. It's gonna become more. Well, is takeout the same as when they bring the food to you?
Sure.
Right. It's gonna be more. More and more people are getting the food delivery services like Blue Apron.
Sure. And but even beyond that, Uber Eats, you can call. They'll go to your restaurant, pick up your order, and bring it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to make it.
Uber Eats?
Yeah.
Eats 24.
But yeah. What?
Drive, Dine and Dash.
DoorDash.
Yeah, DoorDash. It's all these services. They will go and pick up the food, and you order it at the restaurant, and they...
Half of people say they probably order food too much, and... The same number, feel guilty about it.
Why?
Because it's never any good for you.
Well, it's super expensive, too.
It's it costs more. It's more calories. It's so easy, though.
I ordered groceries this weekend.
Oh.
How was it?
And it came in like 90 minutes.
And how was...
It was amazing.
It was amazing? Go ahead.
Do they pick the right avocados and the right tomatoes, or do they all have, like, little dents in them?
No, everything was fantastic.
Damn.
I just realized something. When we went around the horn early this morning about the things we did this weekend, Yuzette didn't speak up, and it just reminded me that.
Oh.
She just reminded me that when we were leaving for the weekend, she said, I had a rough weekend last weekend. I'm going to stay in and... And you were saying you would your goal would be to pajama the whole...
Yeah, rest and cook.
How'd it go?
So on Saturday morning, John went to work, and I got on my little Instacart app and ordered groceries from Molly Stone's. And I had went to my Pinterest page to decide what I was going to be cooking this weekend. So I figured out all the meals I was going to cook.
And all the ingredients
you need. Went to my fridge and cupboards to see what I did have. and then I ordered online, and it was so great. Oh my God, 90 minutes later, dude shows up with all my groceries.
The Molly Stone's just down Hillsdale, or is there one even closer to you?
It's on El Camino, sort of borderline Belmont, San Mateo.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one, but Knob Hill's closer to me, but they don't do the service there, so I had to go with Molly Stone's. Oh, first I was going to go with Safeway, and then I went with Molly Stone's because of other stuff that I wanted.
Nice, Susie.
And so did amazing. You leave the house at all over the weekend?
The only time I left the house this weekend was to take the dog for walks.
And then were you in sweatpants, though? Or did you pull on jeans?
I was in sort of like these loungy pants that I have.
Like yoga-y.
Looser palazzo pants, I think.
Palazzo pants.
Four steps loungers. Below sweatpants, everyone.
No, those are nice. They're loungy.
They're so loungy. They're soft.
Palazzo pants.
Yep, so that's what I did.
Nice.
So happy about it, too.
Oh, the home delivery on the groceries. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
The most popular thing we order is the pizza, which isn't surprising. Yeah. But the rest
of the pizza's expensive.
It can be.
You
think
so?
Some places more than others.
I do think so. You know what? When we went back east... We ordered some pizza, and it was like, we got four pies. It was like $22. I'm like, what are these, free?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could get one pie for $22 out here. It's crazy. It's just cheese and bread. Well, tomato sauce.
Yeah, but someone made it for you.
Yeah, I suppose.
And it's delicious.
Still, why is it $25?
Because it's delicious.
Yeah, I know. It is delicious. Totally worth it. But $70,000 on takeout, that's a lot of money. Imagine if you put that away instead.
Or, you know, ate healthier.
Sure.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, that sounds like elevator music. No wonder Huey likes it.
Oh,
which one?
The Neil Sean.
Neil Sean.
I don't pick the audio.
You
people.
Loved it though, right?
Sarah picks the audio.
I loved it.
Yeah, Yuzi did love it.
I really
actually.
Liked it.
I'm indifferent.
Oh my God, that open arms rendition. Yuzi is right. Heartstrings.
Oh. Yeah, see?
Oh, Ready Player One screening with Sarah and Vinny. Count me in. I'm a big fan. Love you and the book.
Yeah.
All right, Hooman, we're counting on you to get that
Hooman,
done, buddy.
Yeah, Hooman, put it together. We want to see it so bad.
See what?
Oh my God.
Can we
Ready
see it in
Player
the place?
One.
What's that place that you always...
The Variety Club.
Variety Room.
No, well, if we're going to see it, we should see it somewhere badass.
Dolby.
Yeah, how about
you
that?
See Dolby. Ooh.
The best movie theater of all time in the history of the world. Let's
it
go
is.
There.
Anyone who...
Why are you pointing to your woman area right now?
Sarah, stop gesticulating.
Today.
Don't say today.
We're going someplace special today.
All right, don't do that.
I'm not doing anything. I haven't said anything.
You did something.
It's supposed to be the best.
Oh, the place you're going today is the best movie theater of all time?
Apparently.
I'm not here.
I think you're not supposed to say anything.
I didn't say anything about anything. Nobody even knows what I'm talking about. Even I don't know. I'm totally confused. What's happening?
Can't tell you anything.
Chris Stapleton's duet was with guest host Chris Pratt on Kimmel.
Oh, yeah, it was with Chris Pratt.
Who's Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt's the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
Parks and Rec.
Yep. Divorcing Anna Faris.
Mm-hmm. He's
like
a hunky dude now.
Yeah. He's kind of a fat slob on Parks and Rec.
Uh-huh.
And he's single now.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's Hollywood.
Yeah, I had the wrong co-host.
707 says, what year were you at the El Cid, Vinny? I was there in 91. I was there in 87.
Yeah.
It would have been.
And Herman couldn't have graduated until the early 90s.
He's sober the whole trip, and he's like, I can't believe you could remember where you were.
And he was there probably 10 years after you. How old are you, Herman? 40, what, three?
Three.
So what year did you graduate?
92.
Oh.
Sarah High School. Unipero Sarah High School. San Mateo.
Shame.
Don't shame them.
Shame.
You don't remember where you stayed, though. That's so weird.
I don't. I only remember
it was probably like
one of those
church trips.
Well, no, it was through high school.
Didn't you go to
I went to a Catholic high school. All boys private Catholic high school. Don't do that.
So what? I went to all girls Catholic high school. And grade school.
650 says, looking forward to Friday night, Sarah, front and center with my family.
All right. I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah, we're going to have a great time.
What are you doing Friday night?
I'm doing a Christmas show. Thank you. This is going to be great. Christmas show with Tommy Igoe. If you haven't seen a big band before, it's a 20-piece horn section. It is freaking awesome. They're letting me sing with them. My sheer love of singing has made this happen.
So Thursday night, Tommy's got a drumming show.
It's a Buddy Rich. It's his regular. It's a big band and everything, but they're doing a tribute to Buddy Rich.
Right.
And then on Friday, we're doing a Christmas show. This is our second annual. So the Throckmorton Theater. Go to the Throckmorton Theater on Google or .com or whatever it's on and buy tickets, especially for Thursday night. Buddy Rich.
Oh, right. I'll read the rest of the text after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.